Hydraulic fracturing is banned in New York State, but a group of medical professionals, advocates, and residents are warning that the industry still poses a grave risk to the Empire State. Jenna Flanagan reports.
It's not fracking that's causing worry. It's the industry infrastructure that has a large footprint in the state, despite the ban announced by the DEC in late 2014. Energy companies are planning on building pipelines, power plants, regulation stations, storage facilities, and compressor stations all over New York. Dr. David Carpenter of the Institute for Health and Environment at SUNY Albany says the state needs to act now because the federal government has failed to regulate the industry.
They don't have to abide by the Clean Air Act. They don't have to abide by the Clean Water Act. They can release radioactivity much greater than is allowed from a nuclear power plant. This is why I think all of us are saying New York State must step up to the front and determine these concentrations of contaminants around these compressor stations.
He says there should be a close study of the existing compressor stations so that the state will have a better understanding of what might be in store. The group also cites concerns that the gas and oil industry is only required to self-monitor and self-report incidents, making it difficult to know the total impact of its activity. And critics also point out that the industry doesn't require this much infrastructure for delivery unless the gas is going to markets where there's a major demand. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.